His nickname was Elf. He got that name because of his size. He would sit on a phone book to make it easier to reach the keys on his piano. Errol Garner was his real name, and he was born on this date 80 years ago in Pittsburgh. Garner started playing the piano when he was 3. He taught himself. Although he never learned to read music, Garner was one of the 20th century's most popular jazz pianists. He composed some 300 tunes, including Misty, which became his musical signature.
Misty is probably the most often heard jazz piece of music ever, simply because it was the theme song of the Today Show for 21 years. So that alone meant that millions of people a day heard that one piece of music.
Billy Taylor, host of NPR's Jazz at the Kennedy Center, became friends with Garner when the two were playing in clubs on 52nd Street in New York City during the 1940s. Their friendship lasted until Garner died.
Errol, when he came to New York, had really a clear idea of what he wanted to do stylistically. He didn't feel it was necessary to change. He had decided how he wanted to express himself. And so it wasn't a matter of saying, well, gee, I think I'll play a little like Bud Powell, or I'll take all these things that I'm hearing Charlie Parker do and put them into a pianistic context. He played with Charlie Parker, but he played what he played. And he played with Dizzy Gillespie. He played with all of the bebop players, the principal bebop players. And they loved what he did, but they respected him as an individual player.
Taylor describes Garner's style as full piano because he used so much of the keyboard. The melody, often played in octaves, was easy to pick out. His pulsating left hand was his trademark, with which he played bar chords that sounded like the strumming of a rhythm guitar. And he had an uncanny ability to play left and right hand passages that were completely independent of one another. Bassist John Levy recorded with Garner.
His style was not pianistic at all. It was more like an orchestra playing. He had his own thing. He had the unique style and unique way of playing. And in my estimation, the swingingest pianist that ever came along. I haven't heard anybody before or since that could swing any more than this man could.
Jazz pianist Errol Garner was born 80 years ago today. He died in January of 1977 from lung cancer. He was 55 years old. This remembrance included material from NPR's Jazz Profiles, broadcast in 1996.